At KVGC News Times, now 7 minutes after the hour. It is Election Day 2020, and Amador County voters have been going to the ballot boxes in droves. So far, we have surpassed the primary count. Now, in the primary election, 66.24% of Amador County voters went to the polls. So far today, 67.3% of voters have gone to the polls. 17,246 ballots have been cast so far for a 67.3% turnout at this point. Now, again, the vote centers will be open from 7 a.m. They opened just moments ago and will be open till 8 a.m. tonight. The Amador County Board of Supervisors chambers, Mace Meadows Golf Course, or the Oaks. Now, that is if you wish to vote in person or drop your ballot off in person to elections officials. Now, 24-hour drop box locations are open but will close at different times this evening. Now, the drop box at the Amador County Administration Center will close promptly at 8 o'clock. Promptly at 8 o'clock. At the Ione Plaza Market, the box will be picked up at 6 o'clock. At Pokerville Market, at 7 o'clock. At the Volcano Country Store, at 6 o'clock. At Young's Payless Market, at 7 o'clock. And at Pine Grove Market, the drop box will be picked up at 8 o'clock this evening. So make sure that you have your ballot in one of those boxes before they are picked up, or you get it postmarked before the end of business today. If you miss getting it postmarked or one of these drop box locations, you can still bring it to the elections center by 8 o'clock, in order for it to be counted. Now, again, following the polling of the closing of the polls at 8 o'clock, we'll be on the air with election night coverage.
Well, the Calaveras Sheriff's Office released more info yesterday on the disappearance of 14-year-old Kaylee Arney. The teen went missing October 22nd after visiting a friend's home in West Point. Occupants of the residence told deputies Kaylee had left and was last seen walking down the driveway. Well, the next day, the investigation was transferred to the Calaveras Sheriff Detective Division. After more than a week of continued investigation, detectives obtained new info and able to acquire a search warrant for the residence where Kaylee was last seen. The occupants of the home insisted the girl was not there, but while searching, detectives located the teen deep within the corners of two adjoining closets, hiding amongst densely hanging clothes. Now, she was unharmed when they found her. Now, deputies also located a hidden trap door that led to a makeshift sleeping area underneath the home, in the dirt. Inside that area, detectives located bedding and a phone belonging to the girl. Subsequently, suspect Isaiah Haggard, age 20 of West Point, and suspect Annie Pearl Abernathy, 41 of West Point, placed under arrest on charges including numerous counts of providing false info to a peace officer, contributing to the delinquency of a minor, and felony child endangerment. A third person, suspect Jose Tino Capuerco, age 34 of West Point, was arrested for providing false info to a peace officer and contributing to the delinquency of a minor. All suspects transported and booked into the Calaveras County Jail, Haggard and Abernathy being held on $100,000 bail each. Tinica Puerco was booked and released with a citation for the misdemeanors. Additional charges expected as the investigation continues.
And the El Dorado Sheriff's Office has released information on a shooting that was first thought to have taken place in Amador County. Now, according to reports, on Sunday evening, the El Dorado County Sheriff's Office was called regarding a homicide investigation in the southern portion of El Dorado County near Amador County. Based on the location, Amador County Sheriff's Office initially responded and assisted after it was determined the call occurred in El Dorado County. The incident involved two adult men who were involved in a verbal dispute, which escalated into a shooting. One man was transported to UC Davis for a gunshot wound, and the other man was pronounced dead on the scene. Both men have been positively identified, and there are no outstanding suspects or involved parties. Identification for the deceased man will not be released until next of kin notifications are completed. Authorities will not be releasing the identity of the injured man either until further investigation is completed.
Well, a Columbia man arrested following a DUI crash in Calaveras County Friday. According to Highway Patrol, the collision occurred Friday around 7:30 on Highway 4, just east of Baton Road in the Vallecito area. Due to an unknown reason, 55-year-old Mark Garcia of Columbia allowed his vehicle to cross the center line of Highway 4 into the eastbound traffic lane. Garcia immediately collided with the vehicle driven by 49-year-old Nicole Rigg of Discovery Bay head-on. Both drivers sustained major injury, trapped until extricated by emergency personnel. Both drivers were wearing seatbelts. They were each transported by helicopter to separate Modesto area hospitals. Highway 4 closed for about 90 minutes. Garcia was arrested at the scene for felony DUI causing injury and released to the hospital for medical care. At this time, no further details regarding the alcohol and/or drugs that officials say appeared to be a factor in the collision.
Well, Cal Fire Amador El Dorado Unit Chief Scott Lindgren has announced that peak fire season and unit augmentation staffing have been extended until December 27th due to fire conditions. Now, this will include all engines, crews, dozers, and aircraft. Obviously, like in previous years, if we get a season-ending weather event, it could change this plan. But according to Lindgren, it will take significant weather to make that happen. This also includes the funding to keep CAL FIRE hand crews and California Conservation hand crews staffed. The Amador El Dorado unit covers portions of Alpine, Amador, El Dorado, Sacramento, and San Joaquin counties.
Well, the BLM, Bureau of Land Management, Central California District, has modified fire restrictions, including the mother load. In August, the BLM imposed a no open flame and temporary target shooting limitation order. The new changes reinstate seasonal fire restrictions, which allow campfires within designated campgrounds to erect target shooting in some areas. Seasonal fire restrictions can vary due to wildland fire risk, with indicators such as veg moisture content, weather outlooks, human risk factors, and firefighting resource availability taken into consideration. BLM officials advise anyone found guilty of violating a fire prevention order could be fined up to $100,000 and or imprisoned up to a year. Parties involved may also have to pay restitution for total fire suppression and damage costs incurred. The new restrictions provided by the BLM remain in effect till further notice, are in addition to the year-round statewide fire prevention order issued April 28th. For the complete list of modified restrictions, visit the BLM website.
And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Tuesday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm J.D.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. We just heard from Amador County Clerk Recorder and Head of Elections Kim Grady. They opened the vote center and the Board of Supervisors chambers at 7 this morning, and people were already waiting outside to get into vote. So again, we'll be talking with Kim. We're going to try to get Kim very shortly here on the air, just talk some generalities about today's election in Amador County. And again, it's very busy, but we'll try to get a hold of Kim and talk to her about that. But don't forget, starting tonight at 8 o'clock, you can follow us here on KVGC with election night coverage. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, you can always visit our website. That's KVGCradio.com.